Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hello, I'm Brianna Contreras, Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive, and for this week's episode, you'll be hearing from Chris Evangelidi, Head of Healthcare at Redpoint Global. In this conversation, Chris and I discuss the best practices for closing the healthcare experience gap and devising an effective patient engagement strategy through a more patient-centric health system. Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How about you, Brianna?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for spending the time with us, chatting for an episode of Tuning Into C-Suite podcast.
Oh, I appreciate the invite. We're excited about the topic and excited to be on the podcast.
Sounds good. So to get started, Chris, can you first just explain, you know, what your title is and the mission of Redpoint Global?
Yeah, so I run our healthcare practice. So I'm director or whatever of healthcare, the healthcare vertical. And really my mission is a section of the broader mission of Redpoint Global. So my, you know, in the healthcare space, if you look at Redpoint Global's overall mission, what we do is we help enterprises become more customer centric, right? We help them transform from a kind of a product persona-centric enterprise into a fully customer-centric enterprise. And so my role at Redpoint is to find out how to use the brain that Redpoint has created called RG1 in the healthcare context to deliver a customer-centric or patient-centric healthcare system, right? And the reason, that's the whole purpose of what my mission is in healthcare is helping take a healthcare industry that grew up in the first generation, that kind of grew up into this, let's get doctors and facilities everywhere. Now that we have them everywhere, let's turn and optimize the structure and make it a patient-centric approach and business model. So that's what I do with Redpoint and in the healthcare space.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you share maybe what you've noticed currently in the downfalls of patient engagement?
Well, what ends up happening, to understand the downfalls, we have to kind of understand why they're downfalls. Mm-hmm. And so why they're downfalls is exactly what we were saying before. The generation one, if you look at health, our whole health and our healthcare system, as you know, a first generation, second generation, third generation, which Gartner does, by the way. So the analysts view it this way, which is they're the ones that first gave me the idea of how to talk about this. But the generation one was, hey, imagine you're on a wagon wheel. There's no hospitals. You fall off, you break your arm. Well, what do you need? You need a doctor. You need medical treatment. There's no one there. So the whole generation one was around putting the doctors and the medicine wherever the people are in the United States. Right. Well, now we have medicine and doctors everywhere. We almost have too much. Right. And so what we need to do is we need to switch the focus. We don't need to put it everywhere anymore. We need to make it right for the people. Right. We need to make it right for the customer, the patient. So this focus moving forward is all about making it right for the patient. Well, we have to put them at the center of everything. So if you want to engage somebody, they have to be the center of attention, not you and not you building out your facilities and getting doctors. You have to, everything you do should be thinking about that patient. How do they want to be interacting with everything I built? How do I optimize what I built around the patient? So what ends up happening is you have very good CS, customer experiences between patients and doctors, but the doctors aren't armed with all the analytics on the patient. So they don't know what to say to the patient for engagement. So I see a lot of that as a problem. I just don't know I want to help them, but I don't know what to do next. And then on the other side, you have the patient that comes in that says, hey, I'm here now. fix everything that I have here, tell me what I need to be focused on in the future, and then keep me informed of how I'm doing. And so, you know, if you can't tell, if you don't know what's going on with the patient, and you can't, the patient then doesn't know what to do. So it's a vicious cycle of, you know, so what's happening is a lot of that, you know, it's just everywhere, just a lot of that. And, you know, what we do is we unwrap that, right? We unravel it and we start saying, okay, why don't we put the patient first? And then what we do is how do we get there, right? How do we figure out what's going on with the patient? And so from an engagement standpoint, you say, well, we have to tell the doctor what more about what's wrong with the patient. So that's where you get population analytics and pop health. And you say, okay, now these are the care gaps, right? And then to activate those care gaps where the patient wants to consume the treatment, the care path, you have to touch them. You have to engage them in a way that removes any fear, doubt, or uncertainty. So there's a lot of, you know, that's all consumer analytics. And where the whole industry is behind is on the consumer analytics side the most. That's where they're most behind. Where they're kind of where they're more ahead is on the healthcare analytics. I'm finding more and more and more about the patient than I ever knew before, but I don't know how to get them to adhere to what I know about them. And that's where the engagement comes in, and that's where where the consumer analytics. So the fall down is more now on, you know, the consumer, they're not knowing them how to adhere to what the doctors know they need to do. So that's really the big fall, the big issues right now.
Okay, so more so what you're saying, it's not completely the patient that isn't engaged, it's more so how healthcare professionals or doctors are, I guess, how they don't have that more patient-centric or patient-centered system to where they can't keep their patients engaged, if that makes sense.
You're exactly right. You know what it is? You just said they don't know. Right. They don't know all that's knowable. They don't know all that's knowable about the patient because they don't have all the healthcare data, the analysis, the clinical. What if I give this patient this, how do the other people that react to that? So that's all on the healthcare side. The doctors are getting really armed up on that side. But before, they didn't know all that's knowable about the patient. And so the same thing is happening on the consumer side, right? The health systems, the insurance companies, the pharma, they don't know all that's knowable about how we as customers want to interact with everything. So right now we're in this whole learning phase. We're learning all that's knowable about each other. And then we're going to start bringing it together into engaging in a way that is frictionless, where it just doesn't, where one, you know, if you have to go from one to the other, there's no friction there. It doesn't, you know, so that's where that's what's happening.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Now this kind of carries on from what you just said, but if you can you share what you've seen in the healthcare industry? Kind of what you mentioned already, but can you share what maybe works best in closing these healthcare experience gaps? And then what do you feel are the best practices in creating a better patient engagement strategy?
So what I've seen, that's a very good question. So, you know, I Redpoint Global got involved in healthcare 7 years ago. Okay, so we've seen a lot. To be quite frank, we've seen a lot. We have a lot of healthcare clients. We have a solution that's very secure around the data, right? And so if you want to know all that's knowable about someone's health, you need all the data on their health. If you want to know all that's knowable on a consumer, you need all the data on the consumer. And so we have clients that start with nothing. They have nothing. They literally have nothing. They have no database and they have no way to engage if they did. So I've seen that. I also see, which I think you want me to talk about, customers who've gone down the journey. They've been on it for 2, 3, 4 years, always thinking about the customer-centric approach and everything they built. And so in that scenario, what I can tell you is there's a lot of hope, okay? Because right now we have a customer that is what I say in generation two. They've married the payer with the provider, right? So now all of the ways that you pay for the care that needs to be there is together with where you're going to get in care. So that's what value-based care is. I'm not going to pay you fee for service, $1 for $1. I'm going to pay you for improving Chris and Brianna's health. And that's where, and that's a special arrangement. It's called value-based care. So what the provider does then, naturally, they say, wow, I've got to get doctors and all my processes around getting patients to always want to be with me, right? And so right there, just the business model, just taking down the silos, just having the same goals around business goals around that is changing the experience for the patient. And I'll tell you why. So what happens is, let's say the ACA market, ACA market, right? Individualized plan. Well, the individualized plan is for people who are either not working in a commercial plan, or they have a small business, or they are, you know, low income and they need to be able to get assistance to purchase insurance. Well, they also typically are the most unhealthy because they've never had insurance. They couldn't afford to go see the doctor. So instead of going into a bad healthcare experience and the first time they're going in to see a doctor, guess where they're being sent? They're being sent to the brand new way, the new doctors that are only focused on their health. And so their first experience right out of the gate with healthcare is positive. Now, here's the other thing. Some of these people speak English, some speak Spanish, right? So there's doctors who speak English and they speak Spanish. And some people who speak Spanish, I live in South Florida, they also speak English. They prefer to be spoken to Spanish in one way with certain groups, and they prefer to speak English with other groups. How do you know that? Well, we know that because we have consumer data. They tell us. They interact with us different ways. So this new healthcare company that I'm talking about, they send out language and videos and anything that the patient's language and the way the patient wants to see it. So that's how it starts. And now all of a sudden you've built trust with the patient. You've built trust with the consumer. And what happens when you build trust with someone? They give you more information, more data about them, right? And so now it's a full circle. It all works together. Everyone's working together. So that's what I'm seeing work, you know, in the industry.
Got it. Thank you. Now, kind of what you've mentioned already, would this fall under like your more holistic view?
Yeah, that's generation two, right? So we're this client, this partner, actually they're a strategic partner of RedPoints. It's Lucerna Health. And so they're driving that. They're helping drive in this consumerism, this customer-centric approach. And they're delivering on everything I just told you today, right now in the market. They're just doing it in a region of, you know, a region of the country. So they're, you know, that's the model. They're in generation two, right? Which is, you know, generation one is, hey, we're waking up to this new reality that we have to go from building infrastructure to optimizing what we already built. How do we do that? Customer centricity, right? And so from there, everything flows from that, right? And so Lucerna started with the customer centric approach, and we as their brain, their technology brain, as you know, RG1, helps them execute off of that approach. So they've got payers and providers coming together, value-based care programs where the financial incentives are to take care of the patient first, not to go ahead and provide the service first, right? So So that's out there, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm sure this is an issue, you know, for any patient, but are there any patients in particular who fall in this gap?
Well, it's all, you know, it's life, unfortunately. It's the saddest thing. It's always the people that are less fortunate, you know, or it's always the people that need the most help. So, you know, it's like I said with the ACA, right? It's people that have never had healthcare. Well, if you've never had healthcare, you never took your car into the mechanic, you know what? There's odds are there's a lot wrong there. You know, the need, it's not that it can't be fixed. It's just that it's going to take a lot to fix it. So from that standpoint, you know, they're the ones that we have to really address first, right? The other group is, you know, we all have mom, dad, grandmas, and, you know, they're the best generation, right? And, you know, we want to take care of them, right? And so they're, as they get older, they start to have issues, and we want to catch them before they have issues. We want a high quality of life for our grandparents and our moms and dads, right? So the earlier we can detect what's going on with them, the better. And so those are the two big areas where, you're really doing care gaps. And then we have this huge, beautiful workforce in America that, you know, now we're working at home. Well, we want them to be healthy. So companies are saying, hey, I want, if someone has diabetes in my organization or someone has mental depression, you know, I want them to, I love them. I want them to be more productive. I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. So the commercial segments are start saying, hey, I've got employees here that we need to help. How insurance company, how do you help me? You know, and so that's going on. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Now, to kind of play more of the devil's advocate side, a lot of this is, you know, to focus on a more patient-centric model, but I guess on the other spectrum, are patients not engaged because maybe they don't want to be?
Well, I tell you, you know, that's a great point, by the way, Brianna. That's a fantastic point. I would say the answer to that question up until the pandemic was yes. You know, I mean, we had a sick care market. You get sick, you get care. You get sick, you get care. But when everyone was at risk of getting sick, then everyone needed care.
Right.
And so that little light bulb just knocked the dominoes down of something that was already going to happen. And boom. So that's where we are. We were, you know, so that's, does that answer your question?
Yes, no, it does. Thank you.
They all are. So what's happening? But let me expand just for a second. So how would I get evidence that that's happening? Well, guess what? People are buying wearables. They're doing this. They're becoming more and more concerned about their health. Therefore, they're going to get more information about their health. And generation three is a marriage of the provider, the payer, the pharma, with the consumer bringing this wealth of knowledge about them, right? And dumping it in there. And then the doctors get all smarter and the engagement gets all smarter. The experience gets a lot better. But that's generation three. We're still focused on getting from one to two. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Now, I think you may have touched on this in the beginning, but are there any tools that Redpoint Global offers to help keep patients engaged in healthcare or anything focused on patients?
Well, Redpoint Global, the way I look at it and the way, look, our whole purpose from inception was to focus on the customer, but we found the customer from the perspective of a business. If a business had to focus on the customer fully, what would the business need from a technology standpoint? And so, you know, if you look at our executives, Dale Renner, he founded the CRM practice at Accenture. And, you know, he brought over, so CRM, customer relations, it's in his DNA. That's what he does. And so, you know, he came and he founded Redpoint with George Corjado, our chief technology officer. He worked for Dale at Accenture. All he knows is the customer. So he builds technology that helps enterprises and, you know, get, you know, take custom, make, be customer centric. And then we have Lewis Clemens, who came over from Accenture. And Lewis is the one that does all the data. So those are the three people that founded the company. They all founded it for one purpose, to take care, be a technology brain for businesses that want to be customer centric. That's it. And okay. So ever since 2006, we've been building technology in our platform to be customer centric. So any enterprise that wants to be customer centric, they would come to us to get the customer centric brain. It's just the brain. That's it. If you need arms, legs, everything else, that's where you get go. That's where you get it from anyone else. But if you need the brain, that's us.
Got it. Thank you. No, that's actually all I had. But is there any additional information that you'd like to share that maybe I didn't cover?
Well, I tell you what I'll say is this. Is that this is probably the most positive journey in any industry we can go on, because it has to do with our health. If we go on this journey together, we all get healthier, because the journey is about us in healthcare. If we were in finance, I would say the journey is about us in finance. Well, that's exciting, but you know, it's not as exciting as I know that what I'm doing right now, me healthier, my mom healthier, and my two daughters healthier. Yeah, I'm signing up for that all day long and twice on Sunday. So that's all I would say, Brianna. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Chris. And hopefully we can chat again for another podcast episode or work together just with Manage Healthcare Executive.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.